Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle. Good morning, it's Double T. It's time for Bar Comedy USA News with comedian Jerdog. Jerdog, how you doing after your long road trip to California?
Double T, I'm barely alive.
You get out of practice, don't you?
That's not just on stage. There's also an endurance that gets built up when you tour a lot. And let me tell you something, Double T, my endurance tank is on empty.
Wow, wiped you out. How many days were you there?
Only four. That should be a breeze, you know. You flash back to the old school, Jerdog. 4 days on the road was nothing. This week, traveling felt like stepping into a UFC octagon, except I had a suitcase instead of gloves.
And you got pounded, didn't you?
I was just hoping that I didn't wind up almost naked in a chokehold by airport security. Double T, you know, I've been on the road more times than I can count.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you spent more time on the road for many years than you did at home.
That's right. And I love hitting the road. Don't get me wrong. But good grief, sometimes it is like a roller coaster ride through the Twilight Zone.
Well, did you have some fun, though, at least?
I had an absolute blast, you know. And it's just a different experience these days. I used to drive to all my gigs. This year, I'm going to be flying to all of them.
Ooh, Mr. Fancy now.
Mr. Fancy, you know, if you consider fancy being going through an airport that could also double as the ultimate reality show audition. You got crying babies, you got stressed out businessmen, you got the one guy who thinks it's totally acceptable to wear socks with sandals. The TSA is my favorite. It's like a game of, you know, how long can you go before they pat you down for smuggling contraband Altoids?
Sorry, sir. I don't think you can bring these mints on the plane.
Sir, what is the white dust in this tin container labeled Altoids? Altoid dust.
Well, you know, got some highlights or anything from the trip?
Sitting in the airplane with legroom so tight I could floss my teeth with my own kneecaps. Another highlight, Double T, was staying in the Comedy Condo. I don't know if you heard about these legendary edifices.
They're legendary in the comic world, for sure.
You're stuck in a shoebox with walls so thin you can hear your neighbor's bedtime stories.
Now, did you get to stay there by yourself, or were there other comedians there with you?
They're the other comedians. And so, just for your audience, these are not your typical luxury penthouse. These are the places where the comedy club rents an apartment, and that's where they house all the comedians that come through each week. So picture this. You roll into town for a week-long gig at a comedy club. They hand you the keys to your very own comedian apartment. Sounds fancy, right?
Right.
Wrong. These places are like the Bermuda Triangle of cleanliness. Sometimes it's like a crime scene, except the only thing murdered is your sense of hygiene.
That bad, huh?
These are the types of places that make you question your life choices and your sense of smell.
I'm sure there were some times when you're on the road staying at places like that, you almost felt better off sleeping in your car.
You really kind of did. I mean, it's not just the decor or the smell that'll make you question your career. It's the little surprises along the way, like the mysterious stains on the carpet, the fridge that's expired with half-empty bottles of ketchup and yogurt. You know, you got a bathroom situation. The shower's either scalding hot or ice cold. There's no in-between.
Oh, of course not. There would no way there would be.
The toilet flushes louder than a jet engine. And you're right, when you're staying with the other comedians, like, you got to get along all week because you're going to be performing together throughout the week.
Guys you don't know, it's like getting thrown in a college dorm the very first day of school.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you something, the character that I always somehow wind up staying with, and I'll tell you, really makes me crazy, and that's that perpetually stoned guy who's always raiding the refrigerator for munchies.
Wait, isn't that you?
Wait a minute. I wrote that down wrong. I'm tired of staying with the comedian who also is the wannabe philosopher who's always spouting off about the meaning of life while hogging the remote.
There you go. That's much better. It's Bar Comedy USA News with comedian Jerdog. Any info about the Pub and Grub comedy tour people could use?
Oh, good grief, Double T. The Pub and Grub comedy tour is just taking off like wildfire. We're adding venues left and right, and you can go to barcomickicks.com. to check out the tour schedule and pick up tickets for a Pub and Grub comedy tour show coming to a town near you.
Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle.